Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates was released on March 26, 1977. It became their first of six number one singles on Billboard's Hot 100 charts. The single originally appeared on the 1976 album Bigger Than the Both of Us. The song's lyrics are about a spoiled woman who can rely on her parents' money to do whatever she wants. The song was rumored to be about the then scandalous newspaper heiress, Patty Hearst. In fact, the title character in the song is based on a spoiled heir to a fast food chain who was an ex-boyfriend of Daryl Hall's girlfriend, Sarah Allen. "But you can't write 'You're a Rich Boy' in a song," said Daryl Hall, "so I changed it to 'Girl.'" Several years later, Hall read an interview with David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Killer, in which Berkowitz revealed that Rich Girl had motivated him to commit murder. Hall and Oates later reflected on this disturbing fact with the lyrics of the song Diddy Doo-Wop, I Hear Voices, on the album Voices.
"You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. The money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Foundations were a British soul band active from 1967 to 1970. The group is best known for their two biggest hits, Baby, Now That I Have Found You, and Build Me Up Buttercup, a chart topper in the Billboard's Hot 100s. Co-written by McCauley with Michael Diabow, at the time the lead vocalist with Manfred Mann. The band is probably most notable for being one of the few acts to successfully imitate what became known as the Motown sound.
Let me around and it works for all. Never thought, baby, when you see you. time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't think anymore without you. You let me down again.
Join in a rock and roll band. I'm gonna camp out on the Got to break in and explain that just for a second. That, of course, was Joni Mitchell doing Woodstock, and most of us, of course, are familiar with the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young version of that particular cut. Now, this song was written, of course, by Joni Mitchell. She had intended, of course, to attend the festival and was all prepared to do so until her manager said that that would not be a good career move for her because the festival was going to be a bunch of pot-smoking hippies. And he said that you would be much better served by attending the Dick Cavett show, which she did. She then went home and watched the festival news, watched the festival on the news, and broke down crying because it was such a momentous point in musical history. And of course, to make matters worse, her boyfriend told her all about it, who did attend. So she took the notes that her boyfriend, Graham Nash, she took his notes and her notes and her feelings and wrote that and performed all the parts herself. And that explains the plaintive feeling to the song, whereas Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young's version is quite upbeat and quite back to the land, where Joni Mitchell's is very sad and very plaintive. And I thought you might enjoy, because I intended to add those liner notes in. As you heard, they didn't play very well, so I thought I would at least explain why I had that particular cut. And now I'll play the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young version of it. You'll see the difference right off the bat.
Tell me, where are you going with the soul?
The Champions is a power ballad written by Freddie Mercury, recorded and performed by Queen for their 1977 album, News of the World. One of their most famous and popular songs, Mercury says about writing the song, "I was thinking about soccer when I wrote it. I wanted a participation song, something that the fans could latch on to. It was aimed at the masses. Of course, I've written it more theatrical, subtly, than an ordinary soccer chant. You know me. I certainly wasn't thinking about the press when I wrote it. I never think about the British music press these days. It was really meant to be offered to the musicians the same as the fans. I suppose it could also be construed as my version of Why Did It My Way.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend. We will keep on fighting till the end.
We are the champions. We are the champions. We are the champions.
Of the world.
You are listening to WRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden. The Rolling Stones song Brown Sugar's lyrics are about slaves from Africa who were sold in New Orleans and raped by their white masters. The subject matter is quite serious, but the way the song is structured, it comes off as a fun rocker about a white guy having sex with a black girl. Mick Jagger wrote the lyrics. They were inspired by Claudia Lanier, one of Ike Turner's backup singers, the Ikettes, with whom he had had an affair with. They met when the Stones toured with Turner in 1969. Of course, all the lyrics can be said to have had a double meaning. Here, the dangers are being whipped or mastered by brown sugar, which is a slang for brown heroin. This was recorded 1 week before the Stones' Alamont concert in 1969, where a fan was stabbed to death by a Hell's Angel security guard. The Alamont show was also the first time that they had performed this song live. They weren't planning to play it until guitarist Mick Taylor suggested that it would be a good fill.
Go!
I'm a Believer is a song composed by Neil Diamond and recorded by the band The Monkees in 1969, with the lead vocals by Mickey Dolenz. The single, produced by Chuck Berry, hit number one on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 chart on December 31st, 1966, and remained there for 7 weeks, becoming the biggest-selling record for all of 1967 and one of the biggest of all time. Because of Advanced Artists, it went gold within 2 days of release. Neil Diamond had already recorded this song before it was covered by the Monkees, and it still sometimes appears in his live concerts. Cover versions were also made by The Ventures, The Four Tops, Smash Mouth, and Eddie Murphy.
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace popped out in my mind. I've been alone. The more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. All you get is pain. Sweetest
attention, I got way. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Happy Together is a 1967 song from the Turtles album of the same name. The Turtles were an American pop psychedelic folk rock band defined by a good-natured, joyous, occasionally cheeky sound, a precursor to the bubblegum pop of the late 1960s, and a foil of many of the conspicuous hip and serious acts of the era. The Turtles produced at least a dozen memorable radio-friendly chart singles, but remain best known for their 1967 song, Happy Together. The song, though, was at best an accidental hit. The song's upbeat, happy lyrics belied the fact that the song had been refused by almost everyone who had heard it. The band only realized that they might have a hit when they found that the song was moderately popular with the concert crowd, who were the only ones that had actually heard the band play the song, since the Turtles hadn't even recorded a track, and considered the song a set filler. The single replaced the Beatles' Penny Lane at number one on the Billboard's Hot 100 charts in the spring of 1967. Their only number one hit, it remained at the top for 3 weeks. An album of the same name followed and peaked at number 25. A neat bit of trivia about the band, or more precisely, Chip Douglas, a late replacement bass player who was approached by the Monkees' Mike Nesmith, who was impressed by Chip Douglas's studio arrangement. Mike Nesmith approached him after the Turtles show at the Whiskey A Go-Go and invited him to become the Monkees' new producer, as the band wanted to break out of their manufactured studio mold. Douglas soon accepted and left the Turtles shortly thereafter.
Imagine me and you, I do. About you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up in the divine, and you say you belong to me, then leave my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the sky will be blue.
out the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together. So happy.
George Harrison co-produced Badfinger's third album, Straight Up. It was released in 1971 and spawned two successful singles, Day After Day, which reached number 4, and Baby Blue, which reached number 14. George Harrison and Todd Rundgren took production credits on the LP. The Dixie addressed in the song, by the way, in the lyrics, was a real person. She was a former girlfriend of singer-songwriter Pete Ham.
Time without a word.
Wendy by the Association was written by a woman named Ruth Ann Friedman, who was 22 years old and not 19 as widely stated. She claimed it was about a man, a San Francisco hippie, who she had as a lover at the time. When the Association recorded it, they turned Wendy into a girl. Wendy was the group's second number one hit. Their first was Cherish, recorded the previous year. Famed session drummer Al Blaine was brought in to play the drums on this particular set. Blaine has played on songs by Simon and Garfunkel, Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, and many others. Pop music group of the early 1970s. The group was formed in 1969 at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and consisted of four members: Elliot Lurie, lead guitar; Lawrence Donskate, piano; Peter Savell, bass; and Jeff Grob, drums. Looking Glass had one hit single that rose to number one in the week of August 26, 1972, with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Thank you. green tambourine.